From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The economy still shed jobs in November, but not nearly at the rate that many economists expected. They had predicted 130,000 jobs would be lost. However, the Labor Department's jobs report out this morning shows the nation's employers shed just 11,000 jobs in November, lowering the nation's unemployment rate to 10%. Analyst Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says the new numbers show the economy is in the process of healing.
If you look at the details of the report, business is getting better, and although employers are not hiring permanent workers yet, they're certainly trying to help meet that demand by hiring temporary help. Sooner or later, they won't be hiring temporary help. Those temporary jobs will become permanent jobs.
Wall Street surged on the better-than-expected jobs data. The Dow is up 138 points to 10,504. That's a 1% gain. President Obama is traveling to Allentown, Pennsylvania today to continue the jobs conversation he started at the White House yesterday. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Allentown's unemployment rate is actually a little lower than the double-digit national average, but it's still much too high, and Mr. Obama's looking for ideas about what the government can do to help put people back to work. He held a jobs forum at the White House yesterday with business people, union leaders, and economic experts. He said the government's trying to balance aggressive efforts to spur job growth with a long-term focus on containing the deficit.
We've got about as difficult a economic play as is possible, which is to press the accelerator in terms of job growth, but then know when to apply the brakes in the out years.
The audience offered suggestions for encouraging jobs through increasing exports, more credit for small business, and direct government spending on things like infrastructure and energy efficiency. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
NATO foreign ministers have promised Secretary of State Hillary Clinton at least 7,000 new troops in response to the Obama administration's new strategy in Afghanistan. Terry Schultz has more from Brussels.
Clinton arrived in Brussels saying she was optimistic her 27 NATO counterparts would come up with more soldiers, trainers, and other resources after the U.S. announced a reinforcement of 30,000 soldiers. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen had predicted a boost of at least 5,000 forces, but he emerged from the morning meeting of alliance members and partner states with even better news for Washington. 7,000 new troops and possibly more coming from 25 of the 44 countries already involved.
Despite all the challenges, all the uncertainties, and all the casualties, they remain absolutely united in this mission.
Rasmussen would not reveal whether France and Germany were among the donors. Paris and Berlin have said they'll wait for a UN conference on Afghanistan next month before making new commitments. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. U.S. Marines and Afghan troops have launched an offensive in Afghanistan's Helmand province. It's the first since President Obama announced that he's sending 30,000 extra troops to the country. The military says about 1,000 Marines are involved in an effort to cut Taliban communication routes and supply lines. The operation began before sunrise today and is expected to last for several days. Authorities in Pakistan say an attack on a mosque close to Army headquarters has killed at least 35 people and wounded scores. Officials say militants opened fire and threw hand grenades during Friday prayers at the mosque in the city of Rawalpindi. The attack is the third in Rawalpindi in nearly 2 months as the government presses a military offensive against the Taliban in their stronghold in the South Waziristan tribal region. A study in the New England Journal of Medicine says the health benefits Americans should be enjoying from reduced smoking rates are being offset by a drastic rise in obesity. Reporter Maggie Mertens has more.
Smoking rates have dropped 20% in the last 15 years, which should be enough to add an extra one-third of a year to life expectancy rates by 2020. But Dr. Allison Rosen of the University of Michigan and co-author of the study says the obesity epidemic could cancel out that increase, and then some.
The increasing rates of obesity have really impacted upon both life expectancy and quality of life, more so than we're seeing improvements from reductions in other behaviors like smoking.
If current trends continue, almost half, 45% of Americans are expected to be obese by 2020. This increase would hold back the rise of life expectancy rates, almost three-quarters of a year. For NPR News, I'm Maggie Mertens.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.